Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. I hope you guys had a blessed weekend and enjoyed the Hagman Show on Friday. I was there with Doug for an hour. Great show as always. And so other than that, how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, apparently I've got a buzz on my microphone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it just came in for a second, and now I can hear you just fine. It's
okay.
Gone. How's the
again. Buzz sound? Okay.
It's gone
if
now.
If it starts buzzing, I'm going to have to go off and turn off the microphone and just go off the iPad. I don't want to do that. Yeah, I had a great weekend. Beautiful weather up here in North Carolina. I've done a lot of research this weekend for the show today. We got all kinds of stories coming up, but today is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it in all things. And we need to realize that our hope is in glory and our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this past weekend, I was really blessed. I got an email in from Forbidden Knowledge, and I was talking to Alexander Bruce. Her nickname is Chica, and I've worked with her, and years ago she accepted Christ when I was praying with her. And she sent an email out this week, and it's Daniel, the dark journalist, and Catherine Austin Fitz. And they were talking about spiritual warfare on his show. Now, Daniel avoids the Christian stuff most of the time, though he himself, he claims to be a Christian, and he doesn't want to talk about it. And Catherine Austin Fitz, she actually did a three-hour broadcast with him, and she actually probably gave the best show she's ever given on the Daniel Litz Dark Journal broadcast. The interview's over 3 hours long, but Alexandra queued this up. And she said that Fitz talked about the growing up in downtown Philadelphia and becoming a target of psychological operations from the federal government after stumbling upon serious corruption where she worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She describes her aha moment when she realized that the most powerful way to protect yourself was to attend Bible studies. And listen to this, friends. Listen to this. And services at an African-American church because of what she describes as an advanced spiritual technology that exists within the African-American community to outwit genocide. She goes on to say, quote, "They know how to live in a culture where you have all these forces arrayed to kill you and how to outwit it. All wars, all battles, first and foremost, originate in the spiritual realm. When another human being is coming at you to try and kill you or destroy you, they're channeling evil. And the problem is not that they're trying to kill you. The problem is evil has taken them over. In other words, your enemy is not that human. Your enemy is the spirit of evil that is coming through." This is Catherine Austin Fitz. She's a huge, huge, huge person here in alternative news. And she goes, "And winning means that you have to separate them out from the evil and the spirit and save them and yourself in the process. So it sees evil as a spiritual force, and you must win first and foremost on the spiritual plane. And you know something? I studied spiritual warfare, and I used the techniques of spiritual warfare because that's all I had. You know, I couldn't call the police. They were after me. I couldn't call the FBI. They were after me. I couldn't call the Department of Justice because they were after me. I tried to hire private security firms that they would check me out. Three of them came back and said, 'Lady, it's way too dangerous. We can't get involved.' So, you know, I had the angels, and that's what I had. What did Leonard Cohen say? He said, 'Only drowning men can see Jesus.' So that's what I tried, and it worked. When I did it, I didn't think it would work, but it worked." Guys, this is a former head of Urban and Housing Development, United States government, and she's saying that she uses spiritual warfare to combat what's going on from a global standpoint against these people and forces of darkness that have come against her. I have told you so many times on this show, and you guys have heard me talk about the blood of Christ, about how I pray for you every day, how I station angels around you every day, how I plead the blood of Christ over you every day, how I put a hedge of thorns around you every day. This is real. This is a spiritual battle with all these forces that have been aligned against us to try to come and destroy us. And we need to understand where this battle takes place. It takes place in the heavenlies, in an interdimensional conflict that has been going on for eons of time. And we find ourselves pawns in this game. The difference is, now listen, this is so important. The reason that when they pray a lot of times in government circles, when you have the Illuminati, I'm going to call them that, or the people who took down Building 7, better analogy, the reason they don't want you using the name of Jesus, they'll say in our Lord's name, in God's name, because their Lord is Lucifer, their God is Lucifer, their God is not Jesus. And there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And we've talked about, we've done entire shows on the power of the blood and what it does from an interdimensional frequency standpoint. Years ago, I had a group of witches who attacked me. You know, I mean spiritually and physically. They sent something in the mail. They were sending these letters to me. I am getting deathly ill. And I started pleading the blood of Christ, pleading the blood of Christ, pleading the blood of Christ. Finally, it ended up in a doggone restraining order hearing in downtown Bartow against one of the individuals who's involved in all of this stuff. Not saying that she's the one who intentionally poisoned me, but there's something that happened to me, and I got deathly ill. But then I started taking authority over this, and the attack stopped. Guys, listen to me. When you plate yourself in the armor of God, the Word of God, the blood of Christ, the interdimensional entities that can come after you cannot touch you. Years ago, I lived in a haunted house. You guys think I'm kidding? I'm not. I told a story last year. I'm going to mention it again to you right now. I'm laying in bed one night, and then what had happened is somebody had died in this house. The prior owner had died in the house, and apparently they were doing some weird stuff trying to talk to him, maybe seances or something like this, after he had died. And one of the people living in the house had a real bad spirit on him. And what ended up happening is I'm laying in bed one night in this place. It's the first place that Boston Sharon and I bought. We bought this place back in 1988, 31 years ago. And I'm laying in bed, and something jumps on top of me in the middle of the night and is choking me out. In fact, it was such weirdness to me. I grabbed my 12-gauge shotgun, my Mossberg, chambered around. This thing went through the sliding glass doors and outside. I slid the doors open and I chased it outside. Sharon's waking up thinking that I'm completely nuts. And I'm looking, I said, Sharon, I just got choked out. So something was on top of me, choking me. I couldn't move. Then what ended up happening, a few months later, I'm upstairs and all of a sudden I roll over. And I had my back surgery, and I was on no medication before the surgery. And I rolled over, and there's something standing in the room with me, as clear as day, as clear as I could look at it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I pleaded the blood of Christ over it. It disappeared. We immediately started praying praise and worship music in the house. We had a company in Lakeland back then. It was called Spiritual Warfare Ministries. It was a nonprofit. And I brought a man in who specialized in spiritual warfare. I've never gotten this detailed with you guys before. And we anointed the house, we pled the blood of Christ over it, and we had no problems anymore. We basically prayed around the whole property, the perimeter, anointed it, we put a hedge of thorns around it, and you know, we thought we had done that, but we had not been thorough enough. And nothing ever happened again. Years later, we sold the house 5 years later. The person who lived there didn't live there very long. Surprise, surprise. Because remember what Jesus said. If you drive these things out, if you don't cleanse it and make sure they don't come back, seven times more come in. The person didn't keep the house very long. He sold it to somebody else. I went there when Harrison was young, and he was like in third grade, and the kids wanted to see where Austin had been a child when he was 5 years old, and we went to the house again, the one that had been haunted, and it was for sale. And when I got there, there was nobody there. Big for sale sign out front. And then the man who drove up, his name is Dale, he drove up and he said, hey Ted, how are you doing? I said, doing great. And I said, the kids want to see the house that Austin was a child in. Can we basically go look at it? He goes, yeah. And it was on a lake. It was a real nice home. And it was so funny. I asked him, I said, where are you living? He goes, well, we bought 20 acres out off of Dean Steele Road, and we're living in a trailer in an orange grove, a little single wide trailer. I'm like, that's odd, because this is a nice home on the water. And so we walked upstairs, and finally he looked at me, and I said to him, I said, I got to ask you a question, Dale. Why are you living in a trailer? Why are you living in a trailer? And he goes, well, Ted, you may not know this. Tom, the man who you bought the house from after he died, you bought it from his family, he died in this house, and this place is haunted. And I said, I looked at him, I said, you mean you saw them too? Now, I never talked about this before. It sounds too linny, okay? I said, you mean you saw them too? He goes, yeah. He goes, and he looked at me, he goes, you saw them? And the hair, Austin, the hair stood up in my arms. I mean, I could chill flew through the house. I mean, it was like a 10-15 degree temperature difference, and the hair stood up in my arms. And I knew that whatever was there was back again, because we were talking about them. And I looked at his wife, and he says, Ted, he goes, we've called the police, we've called the tops, they think they're crazy. We see this stuff running across the upper balcony. Our windows, our blinds open by themselves. The water turns on by itself in the house. He goes, the kids won't even come here. They're all scared to death. We would rather live in a trailer out in an orange grove than live in this house because of the spirits and demons that are in here. And his wife was sitting there, and she's just agreeing. I said, well, would you like to know what we did to get rid of this? And they go, yeah, we really would. And I said, well, we pled the blood of Christ over this place. We basically had it basically cleansed. And his wife started laughing. I'll never forget this, Austin. And I looked at her, and I said, why are you laughing? And she goes, well, do you realize how ridiculous you sound and what you're talking about? And I looked at her, and I said, what do you think you're talking about? You're talking about demons that are turning water on, opening blinds, moving stuff around in your house, running through your hallways. And I said, and I'm telling you how to get rid of them, and you think I'm being silly. We're talking about supernatural things here, and it's weird. I don't want to ever be around stuff like this again because I experienced it here. I won't even go to a scary movie because I know it's real. She goes, well, I really hadn't thought about that. I said, well, if you want to live here again and get out of that trailer in the Grove, I said, you're going to have to cleanse this place. I said, or you're going to have to learn how to live with these things. And I said, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to be around here. He goes, well, Ted, he goes, one night, he goes, I hear something in the hallway. And I said, and I opened the door, and this big thing stand there like a black sheet over it with two wide eyes. I grabbed the 12 gauge. I run after it. It goes through the front doors. Didn't open the doors. It went through the front doors. I said, yeah. So that's the thing that jumped on me that night. And he goes, so you? I said, yeah, I've seen it too. And he said, this is crazy. And he said, I said, well, buddy, I'm just telling you how to get rid of it. Well, apparently they listened to me. The last time I drove by there, they're living there again. And I just thought, wow, how interesting. Guys, I'm going to say something to you, and as clear as I can make it to you right now, this spiritual warfare is real. What Catherine Austin Fitz said is real. For some reason, the African American community, especially in their holiness churches, they have a special ability to go in and see these things. I don't know. Now, don't get mad at me. I don't know if it's because of their DNA being in Africa, being around the shamans and the witch doctors and all the other stuff that have basically tuned them into this. I don't know. All I know is that they're some of the best people I've ever seen as far as doing spiritual cleansing and pleading the blood of Christ over people. In fact, Sheila Zielinski had a lady who was basically a preacher who basically came on her show and talked about this. She's a black lady, about how to cleanse and break these spirits in these strongholds. You guys, this is what's over the United States right now. These demons, these spiritual crossholds, they've got the United States. These Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these guys who took down Building 7, these Druids, whatever you want to call them, the Benindi Nephilim, whatever you want to call them, okay? These guys worship these entities in this other world, and they sacrifice children via abortion, actually, and also through ritual sacrifice. We know we've had multiple people come forward to talk about this stuff. And they do that to control the energy and to feed these demons to maintain control of the planet through the human resonance and the electromagnetic field, and because of the energy that's being, you know, released into the planet. This higher frequency causes more mayhem, more destruction, more disease, and more anger in all of these people. And these people have tuned this in for thousands and thousands of years. And I've talked about it on the show. And when I see Catherine Austin Fitz talking about it, I'm like, yeah, praise God, praise Jesus. Because we've got to understand, this is not a battle against flesh and blood. Guys, they can't hurt you in the internal world because they're the ones that have been lied to by Lucifer. I mean, let's take a look at this for a second. They really believe that Lucifer is the good guy. But yeah, they want to sacrifice children, and they want to drink blood, and they want to kill human beings. Well, wait a minute. How in the world, in anybody's twisted mind, can that be good? And quite frankly, if he's lying to you right now, and you're one of these people to do this, why do you believe anything he says? Do you really think when he gets you into the next dimension, when you die, that he's not going to do all kinds of weird junk to you too and torture you? So the word says he's going to do. I mean, you're not going to get to heaven doing what you do. You may have temporary success or whatever until they get tired of working with you and they're tired of dealing with you. Look at Whitney Houston. Look at Michael Jackson. Look at Prince. All of these people had worldly claims. Look at Elvis Presley. You can go on and on. Look at Janis Joplin. On and on. Jim Morris. All these people basically got into the dark stuff. They turned over their minds and their hearts and their souls, and they all died young. Once these things are done working with you in this planet, and they can no longer use you or extract anything from you, they just kill you because they're done with you, because they know that you already sold your soul to Lucifer. What did Katy Perry say in that video? They were asking her how she was so successful. She said, I sold my soul to the devil. You can watch it on YouTube. We're not making this stuff up. And when you talk to them about Jesus, they think it's silly because they don't understand the power of the cross. Because it says in the Word, it says, had the God of this world, this age, known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. And we've talked about that in detail, why he never would have done that. But guys, Jesus Christ is real. God had enough of these nutbags doing what they did. He already flooded the planet once. And he sent forth his only son because he knew that would redeem us and bring us back into the right energy field, the right frequency, the right spirit, whatever you want to call it. You pick a name and make you able to commune with him and be with him for eternity. That's why he did it. That's why if you read, and you could Google this, when you call on the name of Jesus and you're a true born-again saved Christian, not one of these name-it-claim-it, blab-it-grab-it weirdo groups, but if you really believe in Jesus and you've been truly born again and you call on the name of Jesus in a, quote, alien or demon abduction, whatever you want to call them, they've got to put you back in their house and they can't touch you because they're afraid he's going to show up because they understand the power of the name because they realize that you're in covenant with him through his blood, and because you're in covenant with him, you're in covenant with God Almighty as a covenant head. And because of that, as the Bible tells us in Hebrews, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we're protected because we're not of the world any longer. We're here passing through, but we're not of it. Remember that. And that's why I wanted to open this show up with a message of hope. So when you have a loved one who dies, who's born again, who's saved, it's not one of these things. And I know you're going to miss them. Gosh, I miss my mom. I miss my dad. And you don't ever get used to it. You know, you don't ever get over it, but you learn to live with it. But you got to realize they're in a better place. And death awaits all of us. I mean, I'm 63 years old. I mean, yesterday I was in college dating a bunch of really good-looking girls, and I was having a blast up at Florida State University. I mean, it was great. Then I got saved, and it was even better. And I realized, guys, I was 23 years old when I got saved. That was 40 years ago. And, guys, it just keeps getting better and better and better. I married a supermodel. I mean, gosh almighty, my wife is beautiful. And, I mean, we've had the most wonderful marriage for the past 35 years. And it could be that way with you. Now, let me share something with you. This morning I was talking to a friend of mine who's a pilot. And he's an instructor. And I told him, I said, listen to me. I said, I got to give you some advice. I said, you know, you're a pilot. I said, you're my friend. I said, but, you know, you train a lot of kids. And I said, every once in a while you get kind of negative. And I said, you know, you got to be really careful what you speak to these children, to these guys that are taking these flight lessons. You can't allow them to do negative self-talk. You say, what does that mean? You can't speak curses over yourself. You can't talk about, you know, what you can't do, what you can't do. You can't. Everything you do needs to be comma because that's the way I want to be. I'm the best pilot in the land because comma, that's the way I want it to be. That's how you have to teach your students how to talk. You can't be telling them things they do wrong all the time. You can point them out to them, but you got to tell them to tell the positive stuff. You say, well, that didn't make any difference. Ted, that's nonsense. No, wait, stop. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have 50,000 thoughts, subconscious thoughts every single day that are subconscious and conscious. 50,000 thoughts a day. They program your brain to obtain what you want or to basically give you what you want that you don't want that you keep talking about. In other words, you bring the positive to yourself or you bring the negative to yourself. You create your own physical reality by your words. The Bible says it this way. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And we have to understand who and what we are. We're in covenant with God. He shares with us a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of a millionth of a percent or whatever of his omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, because we're in covenant with him, whatever we can handle. And so when we speak negative stuff, we're going to create that negative stuff. He gave us that because we're created in his image. But guys, it's so important that when you talk to your kids, you edify and you uplift them. When you talk to your friends, you edify and you uplift them. When you talk to your spouse, you edify and uplift them. When you talk to yourself, you edify and uplift yourself. Why? Guys, you create your physical reality by the words that you speak. You start hanging out with negative people, you get negative. You start hanging out with people who do drugs, you do drugs. You start hanging out with people who drink alcohol, you start drinking alcohol. You hang out with people who cuss a lot, you start cussing a lot. You hang out with people that are low-life wife swappers, you turn into a low-life wife swapper. Don't hang out with people like that. Come ye out from among them, be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing is what the word says, because God knows it contaminates both body and spirit. We can't do that. That's why I said last week, I'm done with Joel Osteen. I'm not going to defend him ever again. He went to a Lady Gaga concert when she celebrated gay pride crap. I'm done. And whenever I see Joel Osteen again, I'm sure he'll get a copy of this sent to him, what I just said, he's going to get chastised by me. I don't care how many tens of millions of dollars he gets on his every book advance. He's compromised. He is compromised completely and totally, just like Robert Shuler was, just like Norman Vincent Peale was, and all of these other self-help gurus that never evoke or bring in the name of Jesus and never talk about the power of the cross or the blood of Christ. Guys, it's so important to know who you're listening to and what they believe before you start allowing the information they're giving you to be internalized, and you start believing everything they say. Super, super important, guys. Austin, sorry I went long, guys, but I really wanted to cover that this morning because that article from Catherine Austin Fitz and that video she did was so impressive to me, guys. But, buddy, what do you think?
Well, no, that was an excellent opening statement, and I think a lot of people need to hear that today, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people really needed to hear it because, and in my opinion, this is kind of what has happened in the United States now, where you have this fight back and forth, and it's obviously been going on for thousands of years, as you have said. But the large percentage for the longest time, even, you know, in the early 90s, mid-90s, or not early 90s, excuse me, early 1900s, mid-1900s, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, the population of the United States had extremely strong, confident biblical values, as you see, you know, with yourself and the generation that's behind you and so forth. And so that constant battle that we see, essentially, if you want to call it, between darkness and light, has always been going on. However, the side of light always seemed to shine brighter in the United States for a significant period of time because of the amount of people that were still praying, that were still raising their children with biblical values, that were still not supporting companies and entities that were blatantly anti-Christian and pro-choice and pro all this other weird stuff now we talk about with the transgenderism and everything. And so then we see this prayers were pulled out of schools. Why was that? It's very specific. Because they did not want to teach the younger generation that praying to Jesus and speaking in the name of Jesus Christ was okay. It was forbidden in school, which started and led to an entire generation that started to fall away from biblical values. Not all of them, but it started to open up that door. Then it slowly went down the road. Then we had, you know, the Roe versus Wade and the entire aspect of having abortions not just legalized but glorified over the last 40, 50 years now, to where we've continually talked about this. And now people think it's an absolute full-blown necessity, not even a right, a necessity to have full-term abortions, which again goes right back into Dad was talking about with the shedding of blood and so forth. So you could see how the entire United States has been compromised from generation to generation to generation, just a little bit more, to now we have an all-out war on this upcoming generation. You know, praying in schools, that was honestly the last thing that was even thought about anymore now. I mean, that aspect is so old and so ancient in the school system, it's a joke. Now we have to teach our five-year-olds how it's okay to be a girl or a boy, or how they can have a transgender change whenever they want, or how they can have promiscuous sex with anyone they want. They can have sex ed in 8-9-year-old classes and teach them about every other form of weird sadistic behavior the young age like that. That's what they're doing now. And again, it's exactly what Dad talked about. It's to slowly bring away the United States population from God. And once the United States generation essentially has its back turned on us, the entire population of the United States, and it will at a certain point in time if we don't stop this. Mark my words on it. God is a just God, and I think there's still a large percentage of the United States that are strong, Bible-believing, Christian patriots, and we're trying to do everything we can to salvage this country. But it's going to reach a point where it overturns that, where a majority, the vast majority of the population is no longer in that category anymore, and they fall into this twisted, demented, every thought of man is evil all of the time. Every thought. It's like Dad talked about before a couple weeks ago, when you read in the Genesis, when they're talking about Lot, when he goes in there with the angels, and it blatantly says, and you can read this in like 20 different translations, that every man, young and old, came to Lot's house, basically, to rape the angels. Every man in the city, young and old. Now you gotta think about the demographics that are in that city. When the Bible on multiple interpretations says every man, young and old in the city, that's pretty dark. I mean, it didn't say a large percentage of them. It didn't say, you know, 20 to 30% of them. It said every man, young and old, meaning the entire city was steeped in sodomy, hence the name, and just degenerate, disgusting, perverted behavior. Even the young ones. So it doesn't say the men old, it says young, meaning they had taught all the younger generations to follow in this perverted activity. And they all came to the house because they wanted to rape these angels. They were not even interested in Lot's virgin daughters. They had no interest. Didn't even care. Did not even want to see them. That shows you the level of depravity that man will stoop to when they're completely and totally overtaken by the dark side or by Satan or by Lucifer or whatever term you want to describe it as. That's what it is. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to the United States as fast as they can right now. That's why the whole aspect with this whole gay pride thing, I've told you before, someone wants to be gay and they want to engage in that behavior privately in their own home, I can't stop them. I really don't care what they do. But now they've taken the aspect of gay pride and they've tried to add transgenderism and pedophilia into it to make it normalized. I've watched this now. And now they say anybody that doesn't support gay pride is a bigot. I've also seen that too. I was online the other day reading some comments on a couple posts of stuff that was up pertaining to that. And the amount of hatred towards people like myself, if we don't support this agenda, I mean, it's like every name under the book you get called now if you don't support it. And there's, oh, it's just gay pride. That's what they've done now. Again, they've subverted even the aspect of the gay pride of somebody wanting to engage in homosexual behavior. They've now even subverted that to now adding in pedophilia and transgenderism and indoctrination of single-digit age kids into the sadistic lifestyle. They've now tried to couple it all into one another to normalize it to the media, on mainstream media, to make people think if you don't accept it, you're essentially a homophobic bigot. And that is exactly what they're trying to do. And so it's crucial right now that we understand what we're dealing with and we continue to speak the truth. It was crazy to see. I watched a couple of videos over the weekend. As you guys know, Portland, Oregon has essentially turned into a hot spot, has been for a while now, for Antifa and the hardcore communist agenda. And now apparently there was another giant debacle up there with Antifa fighting a group that was simply privately protesting, to the point now that journalists are basically being beat. There was Andy Nugo, who essentially was a journalist up there. He was beaten, kicked in the face, pepper sprayed, not by law enforcement, by Antifa, had all of his camera equipment stolen, and they're now saying that Antifa is running around with crowbars, mace, pepper spray, and milkshakes that are laced with dry, quick cement. I found that to be quite interesting. So they're buying milkshakes and they're adding quick dry cement in the milkshake so it stays soft with the dairy while it's still liquid form, and throwing it on individuals that they don't like. And so essentially you think it's a milkshake and then you wipe part of it off, and then as it thins out and dries, it hardens into quick cement on your skin and on your clothes and in your hair. An absolute nightmare to try to get off of you. That's what this agenda is pushing. The Antifa is the dark side again of the communist agenda, working for the evil one, doing exactly what the dark side wants them to do, exactly what the demons in hell want them to do, and that is again to try to fight any type of free speech, any type of truth, any type of real biblical values Antifa hates. That is why they do what they do. But I just wanted to kind of add in on top of that, Dad, and add my side to what you brought up, because I think you're absolutely right. It's getting darker and darker, and that means that we have to become more vocal and more explosive as far as with our opinions and our word and our biblical teachings and all of our doctrine right now, because we have to talk about it. Because also, too, when we speak positive, when we pray Jesus Christ, when we pray in the positive, we can do anything. And a lot of Americans now have forgotten that concept. And Dad's talked about it before in some of these churches. You know, they make these prayers. And I'm the same way. I won't even repeat after them. They're talking about, well, thank you, God, for not killing us today. And thank you for not allowing us to live in a gutter in poverty. And thank you for that. And golly, what are you talking about? Really? That what you really want to pray? No, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm protected. The guardians of the heavens, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the angels protect us. The blood of Jesus is protected around this property. I thank
That's right.
you for keeping us safe, for keeping us wise, for keeping us healthy, for keeping us strong, for keeping us smart, for keeping us frosty, for keeping us aware and awake about everything that's going on right now. That's how you pray. That's what you have to continue to do every single day right
That's
now.
Right.
Because as Dad said, we are in a fight. Even if you don't even feel in a physical fight right now, it's going on around you. And as long, I truly believe this, as long as we continue to have at least the bulk of the American population that still prays off those biblical roots and still keeps those morals and ethics and tries to do the best we can in God's eyes and continue to push the truth and the light, I think God will still give us a redemption as long as we continue to pray and ask for it. But if we turn our backs on God and we walk away, it will be the absolute demise of this country. Because you got to remember, God doesn't have to follow things on a specific yearly minute timeline. A lot of people think, well, it says in the scripture this and that. Yeah, it does. And he continues to do that. This is not even Jesus knows the time. There is no timeline. Time does not, God does not follow time. Time is like on a linear graph. There is no, God doesn't have to follow the time of things. He's like, oh, well, guess what? It's July 1st today. I have to do this. I have to do it now because that's what I think. There's none of that. There's nothing. There's no dates. He doesn't have to be specific. That's why I always get a chuckle when people always try to do all this try to interpretation. Well, this is the date for this and this is the date for that. And God has to do this right now. No, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything just because you think he has to do it. Understand that. So the timeline for the United States, the timeline for Agenda 2030, the timeline for the United Nations, the timeline for all these globalist bankers, we don't have to follow that. God doesn't have to follow that. He can do anything he wants. I mean, heck, he stopped the sun and earth from moving with Jericho, put the sun that's completely messed up the entire aspects with the oceans and everything else when it happened, but he did it. He can stop anything he wants. Understand that. We have the power of life and death in the tongue. We just have to understand that we can use it either for the good side in the light or for the darkness, Dad.
You know, I can't even say how correct you are, but you're just correct, and people need to hear what you said. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, is what the Bible says. Because, you know, we think about it. You got the creator of the universe in covenant with you through Christ through the blood of the Lamb. It says this in Hebrews. The creator of the universe. So these other guys that are running around doing all this weird stuff, they're not in covenant with the creator of the universe. They're in covenant with a created being that basically is a super being, an angel that's been around for a long time, but he's just a created being. He's not God. And they think that he's the big guy, the big cheese. He's not. He's not the big boy. He's not the one. And they've been lied to and basically defiled by what they've done with him. And now in German, the term is eingebuttet, which means like painted yourself in a corner. Now they've gotten themselves into a mess where they can't get out. They've sold their soul to this low life, and now they don't know how to do and how to break it because they basically tied the knot with low life. And now they got to try to get rid of low life, and they can still be redeemed. I believe that. But guys, there's a certain point, you know, when you start blaspheming the Holy Spirit and other things, the Bible says you can't come back. It says there remaineth no sacrifice for sins. It said it's done. It's over. Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 10, read it. So there's a point in time in these people's lives when they've gone over to the dark side and they're reprobate that they can't be brought back to redemption because to do so, they would have to re-crucify the Son of God all over again, and they've treated him with public insult and shame. It says that right in the Word. So there's a point in time when they know they can't come back, so they're all in. I mean, it's like, you know, you're playing poker and you're all in. You say, oh, I got it. This is it. If this hand wins, it wins. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's the problem we have with these people. They go all in, and they're playing for blood. And they're willing to die for what they believe in. By the way, let's talk about Google for 1 second. You know, this is an article again by Alexandra. She goes, publicly, big tech vehemently denies that they are biased against users who aren't rapidly left-wing. It's a lie. However, the evidence is overwhelming that censorship is among their top most imperatives. After nearly 3 years of assaulting us with nonstop garbage about Russian Trump collusion, which did not exist, you won't hear a peep out of the mainstream media about the latest revelations of Project Veritas that confirmed the suspicions that I've been talking to you guys since 2015. last week it was unequivocally revealed that Google and YouTube intend to use all of their influence across their entire family of products to prevent Trump's re-election. It says, if you control all the information, you control the past, the future, reality, perception, and politics will just be a side effect, says Henrik Palmgren of Red Ice Creations, whose YouTube account was throttled after the influence far-left research group Data Society put pressure on Google. Only right-wing and centrist creators have been targeted by these crippling measures. YouTube and Google, despite of all of this, still lie right in our faces. They lie to us. They lie to our representatives. They lie to Congress. They lie to the senators. And they still claim that they apply their policies fairly without political bias. All lies. They have the mainstream media behind them who are trying to gaslight us into thinking that all of this is not really happening. It's just a conspiracy theory. They always love that word. That's CIA. That's straight psychop. And there is any censorship, then, that there is no censorship. There's no deplatforming, and the left-wing bias in social media environment. Particularly creepy is the leaked internal video of a Google executive meeting held a few days after the 2016 presidential election, where some are on the verge of tears and all vow to stand up for their important values. Palmgren says Google is a transnational corporation, one of the biggest in the world. They have no allegiance to America, that's true, or any other country, that's true. They're run by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, that's true. Yet it meddles in the political affairs of almost every Western country by controlling the flow of information. It's going to be part of the AI network, controlled through the CIA, who's controlled through the Sabbateans. Google is not just another private company. Same goes for Facebook and Twitter. They have all received tax breaks and millions of dollars of subsidies, and political representatives use social media channels to communicate information about policy, about events to the public, and these companies receive tax breaks and subsidies. Google has received $766 million from the American taxpayers. That's almost $100 million a year. Government has given these social media companies immunity from Section 230, liability, and yet the politicians do nothing. These companies are politically biased publishers, just like any newspaper or TV channel. They're politically biased. They are not objective or impartial platforms. They need to be broken up, and the funding from taxpayers need to be cut off immediately, and all government officials need to get off of these platforms and not continue to communicate. Remember, Google controls Wikipedia, and Wikipedia now has been taken over by people who hate conservatives. They hate alternative news. They hate alternative health practitioners. They hate everybody who they don't think is going to do exactly what they want, who's trying to keep people healthy. This whole thing is controlled through the same group of people. I've told you this over and over and over again. Google is now declaring that organic food is a lie and that supplements are scams. The latest insane anti-health search manipulation. This is crazy. If you thought that Google was only censoring political content, think again. It's now going against organics, homeopathy, naturopathy, chiropractic, herbs, nutrition, and supplements. And remember, the Wikipedia is controlled by Google, so they're allowing people to come in and take over Wikipedia and not allow the truth to come out about certain people, certain individuals, and they lie about people to try to destroy them. On June the 3rd, 2019, it was discovered that Google had scrubbed their search results clean of natural health sites, resulting in some losing as much as 99% of their traffic. Soon after, it was discovered that Google also manipulates users with their autocomplete function. This is, I've seen this personally, to thinking that natural approaches to health are fraudulent and even harmful. You put in organics, it says fraud. Put in organics, it says scam. You put in organics, they don't work. It self-completes. This is part two of our ongoing series. Now, guys, remember, this is what Googles are saying. Supplements are bad. Supplements are useless. Supplements are not regulated. Supplements are bad for you. Supplements are not FDA approved. Supplements are not regulated by the FDA. Supplements are dangerous. Supplements are, you know, are scams. Supplements are garbage. This is what they put in. So when you put in supplements, you get all these other search engines. So what it does, it directs you in what you're thinking as far as whether I should take a supplement or not. Vitamins are a waste of money. Vitamins are bad for you. On and on and on. Why? Because this same group that runs Google, this same group that runs Wikipedia, this is the same group, here we go, get ready, that run the international banking cartels, that run the international banks, that run all of the search engines, that run the pharmaceutical corporations, that own 95% of the media and world assets through interlocking corporate directorships. This is the same group. They want you as sick as they can make you, as close to dead as they can keep you, because if that way you continue to buy more and more and more drugs, this is what they want. This is who they are. And guys, unless you understand this, you'll get sucked into the power of these search engines and how they basically suppress you know, alternative health information. We just need to understand who they are and what they do. We need to realize that anyone who asked on the street back in 1990, of course, nobody knew what a search engine meant. You kind of just shrugged your shoulders. Today, people use the internet to search for information about 6 billion times a day. And while in the early days of the internet, one had many choices of tools to use to search, today the name Google is synonymous with a search engine. 90% of all internet searches are controlled by Google. That's why I said don't use them. If Google was simply a software program that searched through all the massive amounts of data and blazing fast speed to produce results that you wanted, it wouldn't be a big deal. But they don't do that. What they do is they've decided to police the internet through their Sabotain group. And they've decided they better know the data that you should be viewing than you. In other words, they have to control your thoughts, which is what they want to do with the D-Way computer. And they apparently have teamed together with another source, Wikipedia, which poses a neutral source of information, but is anything but neutral. Together, these two giants are doing everything they can to serve big corporate interests, especially when it comes to selling drugs and alternative health. This is so important that you get this, guys. Google raters use Wikipedia for expertise and trustworthiness. One of the primary sources Google quality raters are instructed to use when assessing the expertise of authoritativeness and trustworthiness of a major author or website is Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. The excerpts from Wikipedia page can read, so-and-so is an alternative medicine proponent, osteopathic physician, web entrepreneur, who markets a variety of controversial dietary scams and supplements and medical devices. What? Scams and devices? Really? Wow, that's crazy. They'll say, you ask about this individual, say, member of the right-wing quack outfit, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, this man advocates and provides a forum for many classic crank medical ideas. This is how they do with people that are well-known, well-respected surgeons and doctors. This is how they basically deplatform these people and make them have no credibility to destroy them. It's so important that you realize that. Even Lawrence Larry Sanger, who co-founded Wikipedia in 2001, bailed ship the very next year, saying that trolls took over the site, that the inmates started running the asylum, and that in some fields and some topics, there are groups who squat on articles and insist on making them reflect their own specific biases. Those are called trolls. Earlier this year, Sanger told 150 SEC he and co-founder Jimmy Wales tried to figure out how to rein in the bad actors. He now admits they were never able to devise a good strategy for that. As a result, Wikipedia is a broken system. This is what the founder says of Wikipedia. Guys, this is a mess. It's all a mess. And all they want to do is push their narratives on drugs, on vaccines. They're openly hostile against alternative practitioners in medicine. Google, remember, funds Wikipedia. They're ignoring antitrust complaints about what they're doing, and they're basically being allowed to run and do whatever they want to do. Google recruits law professors to defend its corporate views. Tech giants are amassing a lobbying army to go against anybody who stands against them. Google has become an integral part of the national security state. Google is not what it seems. It basically is a full-blown government CIA psyop along with Amazon and a whole bunch of these other corporations. You have to find alternatives when you're going to use this stuff. It's so important that we realize that these guys are putting nonsense out there. They're putting bad information out there, and they don't care. They really, really, really don't care, because why would they care? Listen to me, friends. Think about what they're doing to your college kids. Think about this for just a second. Listen up. If you haven't figured this out yet, kids, if you're about to start college, you need to realize this right now. Number one, you give students easy access to government loans to attend college and pile on debt that they can never pay back. Number two, you indoctrinate students to socialist, communist ideology while they're in college with Marxist professors that are basically in the image of Cloward and Piven. Number three, you focus on identity politics and victim mentality, and you avoid teaching anything that could make the students self-sufficient and productive members of society. In other words, you tell them that transgenders are good, that gay and lesbian is a good, that you can't have you have to have the proper pronoun. You destroy them with victim mentality. Number three, you crush them under a mountain of debt with absolutely no way to pay back the debt. With horrible degrees in Black American history, trans American history, you know, whatever you want to get the degrees in, you can't use. They're not utilizable unless you're going to go full way to a PhD like we did sociology professor and get a job at a university. They tell the students the American dream is a lie, and if they vote Democrat, all their Democratic, all their troubles will disappear that have been caused by capitalism and the Republicans. Then you sit back and you watch each generation vote for their own enslavement. And the last step, which we are currently at, is you take away their rights to their Second Amendment rights to their guns. You teach them and train them in college that guns are bad and they can't fight back if that happens. And then suddenly, if they happen to wake up to the scam, it takes a little bit of time, but their plan is working, because the scam is keeping about 95% of these students who go to these major universities completely and totally messed up in the head and completely and totally incapable of being productive members of society. Guys, this is what Google does. This is what Wikipedia does. This is what the international banking cartels do that run our money supply. Because remember, they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. They have hated him for thousands of years since he called them out as money changers in the temple and flipped over their doggone tables, in which a week later he was crucified. Guys, think about this for a second. Think about it. They're the ones who killed Jesus. They're the ones who did it. They're the ones that pushed the Romans to do it. The Sabbatean Kabbalists, they weren't called that back then, because Sabbatean Zevi came back in 1666. You would call them Druids, or we can call them what their real names are, the Benigni Nephilim, the Sons of the Fallen, Luciferians that worship Lucifer. First, Jesus knew their hearts. It says that in the Word, and he knew who their God was, and their God was Satan, and that's why he called them out like he did in the temple. Guys, listen to me. It never ends. It's the same group. It's the same group of Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, Druids, Benigni Nephilim, whatever you want to call them, that have run this planet for thousands and thousands of years. And the same ones who control Wikipedia, the same ones who control Google, the same ones who slam people for doing absolutely nothing just to destroy them, because they built their platforms on the world systems with Google, Wikipedia, Facebook, all of these different things. That's why I've never been involved in them, because I wasn't going to do it. I was going to do it generically by you guys who are listening to the show, telling your friends about the show, who basically want to support Health Masters because you believe that Ted and Austin Brower Show is telling you the truth, and you're willing to buy your toothpaste or your multiple vitamins or whatever you get from us to support this show. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because if it wasn't for you guys, we could not do what we do. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you so much. You guys are absolutely awesome. I had the privilege and the pleasure to pray for you today. And guys, I pray that God stations angels around each of you, that he puts a hedge of thorns around you. I pray, Father, that the blood of Christ covers my listeners today. They're protected, that they're blessed in every area of their life. They're blessed when they come in. They're blessed when they go out. I pray, Father, that in all ways and all places they can be blessed in every area. They walk in health. They walk in prosperity. That they're always at the right time in the right place every single time. That they commit their plans into you and they will succeed. And that they can do all things through Christ, through Jesus, who strengthens them, Lord. I pray that for my listeners right now. I love you guys. I really enjoyed this show today. And guys, I don't want to talk about Ken Young Jung. It's just blah blah blah. It's more of that garbage that we have to try to filter out. I want to talk about the stuff that matters in your life. I want to talk about the things that you need to know. Not this circus and clown show that we've got in D.C. and around the world right now. So I try to keep the stories specific of things that I know that I can help you with. Guys, I love you. Austin, I'll do the write up and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Austin, finish.
Absolutely. Absolutely, bud. Great info. And just to kind of add a little bit on to what he was saying here, you guys have to understand, if you want to do your research, you got to look at it. It's not conspiracy theory or some type of made-up ideology that Google was funded by the private sector, that's been funded by NSA, that's been funded by the CIA. Over two decades ago, the U.S. intelligence community worked closely with Silicon Valley in an effort to track citizens in cyberspace. This is pretty much common knowledge now. The problem is hardly anybody you can get the real truth from unless you start digging down. Google was at the heart of all of it. Some of the research that led to Google's ambitious creation was funded and coordinated by research groups established by the CIA in order to find ways to track individuals and groups online. Meet InQtel was one of the main ones that funneled tens of millions of dollars to the CIA or to Google and to Facebook. They needed ways to track individuals. What's ironic, when Facebook first came about its inception from its Yale College student ideologist, as far as it brought it to market, it was nothing. And then within the first year, they got a $500,000 grant that was essentially linked all the way back to the CIA, if you look at who ran it. Then the next year, They got a $12.5 million grant, essentially from InQtel, that derived directly from the CIA. That's how Facebook became so big so fast. I mean, how was Mark Zuckerberg's net worth $1.5 billion by 2008? How, does anyone figure that out? Facebook didn't sell ads. It didn't generate any significant revenue. You had the value of the company. You had the value of what they produced and brought to the marketplace, but it wasn't producing any significant amount of revenue. Then all of a sudden they went public and it explodes. Now Zuckerberg's worth, what, $60, $70 billion? You think it's all coincidence? This was from a social media platform he kind of threw together and, you know, hung out to dry a couple of his college buddies? All these things, you look back at them, they have to have some type of funding. You can get stuff to grow organically once it starts to reach what it did, which that's what Facebook did. But to get stuff that big and to leave the ground and become that big that fast, it has to have some type of funding. And that's exactly what they did. The CIA was betting that the nation's leading computer scientist would take non-classified information and user data and combine it with essentially the newly created internet and begin to create for-profit commercial enterprises to suit the needs of the intelligent community and the public. They wanted a way to track everybody. The CIA and the NSA funded Google to become the first among a plethora of private sector startup co-opted by the U.S. intelligence agency to retain information, superiority, and monitor and track the entire world. That's why we have over a quarter of the entire globe's population on Facebook now. They did exactly what they wanted to do. We have Amazon being essentially the private retail sector of the Pentagon now. That's exactly what it is. That's why I tell everybody, don't support Amazon. Don't give your money to Amazon the best you can. Sometimes it's difficult because you want to get something from them, and they have all this fast stuff, and they've contracted the Postal Service. Don't feed the beast. This is what happens when you have a deep state. They go in, and they have unlimited budgets. This is why when the Pentagon comes over, we've lost $20 trillion. We don't know where all the money's gone over the last decade. Of course they do. They funded it to all these different projects they put together. This is why Amazon's worth so much more. It's why Bezos worth so much more. It's why Facebook. They're all private sector entities of the deep state, of the CIA, of the intelligence community, of the Pentagon. They're all coupled into one. So understand what you're looking at, what you're dealing with, and what information you're giving to these agencies. Because always remember, all this stuff, they talk about stuff getting hacked. Facebook's the biggest pile of crap when it comes to lying and talking the truth. And now they want to come out and say they're coming out with a completely and totally secure cryptocurrency called the Libra. This is going to be based out of Switzerland, that essentially 100 different companies are going to control, including Apple, eBay, PayPal, I mean Visa. Give me a break. You kidding me right now? This is exactly what they're putting together, and they're telling it. All these entities are all built, bought, paid for, and essentially controlled at some point in time in their inception, in the conception, from the CIA and from the deep state. That's how all these guys get to that level. When you start becoming worth tens of billions of dollars, you better follow what they tell you to do because you're too big of a threat. They don't put people in those positions unless they know they can trust what they're going to do. You got to think about it. If all of a sudden Amazon came out and Jeff Bezos said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of being a puppet. I have too much money. I'm not playing the game anymore. And he came out and did a big press outlet and said, listen, the Washington Post is controlled by the CIA that I own. The CIA continues to monitor everything you do on here. They continue to manipulate the search engines on Google. Do not use Amazon anymore. Do not use Google. Do not use Facebook. And Zuckerberg and Bezos and all these guys came forward and did a huge press release. It would be devastating to the deep state of the mainstream media. But they don't, because they're bought and paid for. They'll continue to do what they're told to do because they're becoming unbelievably, ridiculously rich doing so. And that is their worth, their soul, essentially, because that's what it comes down to. When you get to that level, you have to compromise whether or not you want to go to the dark side, as we mentioned earlier in the show, and compromise everything you have to become a multi-billionaire. And essentially give up your soul and live in hell for eternity, or you got to decide if you want to speak the truth. And that's just where everything's at on it. So thank you guys for the continued support. Be praying for everybody out in the Midwest again. I saw last week there was a bunch of more storms and a bunch of hail. Again, I can't stress the fact that everybody needs to be making sure you have plenty of food on backup, at least canned foods, at least dried foods, MREs, food buckets, whatever you want to do to stock up on it to fit your needs, do so. But we're going to see a very serious event in the next year or so with food. So I just recommend everybody continue to get prepped on that. Have some storage on your supplements, have storage on water, have storage on medical supplies, whether it be Band-Aids, anything, you know, stitch kit, have all that stuff, you know, tourniquets, have backups of all, not just one kit, have multiple kits of it, and be prepared for anything, and try to go and start taking classes, start getting prep, start taking training, whether it be tactical, whether it be EMT, whether it be first responder, always try to be engaging in that activity to stay up to date on it, so if something happens, you're going to be fully prepared. Thank you for the continued support again. Thank you for all the emails I get. We've gotten a lot of emails over the weekend. You guys, I know a lot of you guys are on July 4th weekend this week or on off during the week, so we still appreciate the support of the show. Thank you. If you need anything, we'll be open all week. I don't know what our hours are going to be on Thursday with July 4th. We'll probably be in the office some, but we may run a half day. So, again, thank you for everything. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Excellent C. That's our buffered pH balanced vitamin C, really good product. I had a guy call or email me up earlier. Yes, it is kosher. Those are all plant-based as far as where they derive the vitamin C from. We try to keep everything as plant-derived as possible. If we do have things that are derived from animal products like our Great Lakes gelatin, we try to make sure they're always kosher as much as possible. There's been a few exemptions to that with the shark cartilage that we use in our joint rebuilding formula. Obviously, with green muscle extract and shark cartilage, it's not going to be kosher as far as it's not going to be from a clean meat, but it's very, very, very cleanly processed, and everything's triple tested and assayed to make sure there's no heavy metals or toxins in that one product. But that's the only formula we could put together that we found works so well with the joint rebuilding formula. So again, thank you for the support of everyone. We really appreciate all the emails, and please be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Get the newsletter on there. We have lots of different articles every day. We have the show that we send out. We have specials and coupons that we send out. So be sure to sign up for that. And that way you can send that out to other people and wake people up the best you can. Continue to stay prayed up. Stay prepared. Stay awake. Thank you for the support. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.